physics podcast. Outside exam periods, when I wasn't revising, I tried to think logically about planning. I would always complete my homework on time. I'd do it the same day the teacher said it when I could. This meant that if I had any problems answering a question, I had time to think about it and try again. I read over my notes after each class too. This helped me with my homework, and it helped when I started revising, because it was easier to remember things. In summary, plan your work. Do homework on the day it's set. Read over your notes after each class. I didn't take part in any activities directly related to my subject, but I do think it's important to have a hobby that you enjoy. It helps you clear your mind and acts as an incentive to revise. Find something you enjoy doing, even if it's as simple as watching TV. It definitely helped me to have a good balance between work and relaxation. I felt better prepared for my exams. In summary, find something you enjoy doing and use this as an incentive to relax. Ensure you have a good balance between work and relaxation. When you come across something difficult, it's easy to panic and start to worry that you'll never be able to understand. I find it important to have self-confidence. I found some things hard, but I would try my best to clear up any problems instead of being defeatist and giving up straight away. It helped to take a break from something I didn't understand to give me time to digest it. Then I go back to the problem and try to understand it again. If that didn't work, teachers were always happy to help. Reading textbooks or talking to friends can help solve problems too. In summary, if you find a topic difficult, don't give up. Ask your teacher for help. Reading textbooks or talking to friends can help solve problems too. It's important to have somewhere you can concentrate and revise without interruptions and noise distracting you. For me, this was my bedroom. I started revising on the first day of the Easter holidays. This was an important 2 weeks because I had lots of free time. I made a strict revision timetable, and I think having a timetable was really important in helping me get good marks. I preferred to revise in the morning and afternoon every day for 2 hours each session. There were lots of times when I just didn't feel like revising, so I allowed myself hours or days off as long as I knew I could cover all the material before the exam. I found revision notes really helped me get the information into my head. The more I wrote, the better I understood. In summary, find a quiet place you can study without interruptions. Start revising early. Use a revision timetable. Take regular breaks to stay refreshed. I organise my notes in a file with dividers separating each module. It's easy to scribble down your notes in class without worrying about whether they're neat or not, but I thought it was worth the hassle to make my notes legible. Then it was easy to follow them when I started revising, and I didn't have to buy other revision guides near exam time. Plus, I think your own notes are the best revision guide you can use. I used mine to make revision notes. I tried to condense the information and make it as clear as possible. Even just writing notes out again helped me learn. When I was in the exam, I could try to remember where each section or diagram was in my notes, and that helped me remember the facts. In summary, use your class notes to make revision notes. It was good to have a fixed revision timetable. I knew I only had to work for a few hours and then I could do whatever I wanted the rest of the day. I promised myself breaks after a certain amount of time too, while I was working. That was another incentive. And I thought about the end result of all my revision. I knew it would help me get good grades, and that really motivated me to keep on working. In summary, make a revision timetable. Build breaks into your timetable as an incentive. Keep thinking that the hard work will pay off when you achieve good grades. The most important resource for me was my class notes that I'd built up during the year. Textbooks were very good too. They were great for practicing calculations, which is one of the most important things in physics. So I used textbooks to make sure I knew how to approach different styles of questions. I used the internet sometimes. I could find animations that helped me understand physical effects better than the diagrams in the books. And my teachers were an important resource. I could talk to them and ask for explanations when I had problems. In summary, class notes are an excellent resource. Textbooks are good for practicing calculations. Find animations online. These can be much easier to understand than diagrams in textbooks. They helped a lot with my revision because I could see exactly what sort of questions their examiners set. I only did past papers after I'd finished revising for a module, so I could pretend they were real exams. Then I used the mark scheme to check my work. I tried to be strict about the marking, to see how well prepared I really was. When I found differences between my notes and the mark scheme, I changed my notes. I added in any extra points I'd missed. This gave me a few extra marks in the exam, so doing the past papers was definitely worth it. In summary, past papers give you an idea of the type of questions to expect on the exam. Sit past papers under exam conditions. Use the mark scheme to check your work. I tried to remember that I'd revised well, and so hopefully I'd be able to answer the questions on the paper. And I tried to avoid turning up too early to the exam hall. I thought I might get distracted if I talked to people too much before the exam. It can be hard to keep calm during the exam when you find a question you can't do. I just left the difficult questions out and came back to them at the end when I felt more confident that I'd answered some of the questions well. I think that's a good strategy to help you stay calm. In summary, remember that you've done your revision. Leave difficult questions out and come back to them at the end. I worked on the principle that time equals marks, so I tried to allocate time to questions based on how many marks they were worth. When a question seemed difficult, I weighed up whether or not it was worth spending lots of time on it. I could be using that time on other questions. I tried to finish the exam with plenty of time left over to go through the paper again. I checked I hadn't made any calculation errors or written anything that didn't make sense. Then I tried to tackle the questions I hadn't answered to pick up as many extra marks as I could. In summary, allocate time to questions based on the number of marks available. Check over your work at the end of an exam.